I will never let your legacy die. Charlie Kirk's widow gives tearful address after shooting. Charlie Kirk's suspected killer brought into custody after confessing to father. Nepal gets first female PM after deadly unrest. World's first AI minister will eliminate corruption, says Albania's PM. New NATO mission to bolster eastern flank after Russia drone incursion. Defiant nuns flee care home for their abandoned convent in the Alps. ICE agent shoots dead man who tried to drive at agents. Officials say Nigerian chef attempts to make world's largest pot of jollof rice. Bolsonaro sentenced to 27 years in prison for plotting Brazil coup. Japan sets record of nearly 100,000 people aged over 100. Dutch broadcaster says it will join Eurovision boycott over Israel. UK says great news. British national freed in Belarus release deal. Schools shut in two Dutch towns over youth violence and abuse videos. US joins UN Security Council condemnation of Israeli strikes on Qatar. Nigerian pilot tests positive for alcohol after plane veered off runway. North Korea executing more people for watching foreign films and TV, UN fines. Anti-apartheid hero's new inquest should lead to justice. Biko family tells BBC, the Israeli army took over my home, used it like a hotel, then set it on fire. Kashmir's young are preserving history, one post at a time. As Russian army inches closer, Ukrainians must decide to stay or go. Who is Tyler Robinson, the suspect in custody for shooting Charlie Kirk? BBC reports from house linked to Charlie Kirk shooting suspect. Watch, video shows moment Kirk shooting suspect flees the scene. Looks like a toy, but it's real. BBC examines a downed Russian drone. What you need to know about Bolsonaro's coup, prison sentence. See Kathmandu's destroyed and barricaded streets after violence. A rooftop figure, gunfire, then panic, how Charlie Kirk shooting unfolded. US calls on G7 EU to impose tariffs on China. India over Russian oil purchases. NATO to beef up defense of Europe's eastern flank after Poland shot down drones. US EPA proposes end to mandatory greenhouse gas reporting. G7 finance ministers discuss possible sanctions, tariffs, on supporters of Russia's war. U.S. Energy Secretary downplays climate risks as Washington seeks EU gas deals. Oil gains weighed down by U.S. demand worries. USDA projects record U.S. corn crop, biggest harvested acres since 1933. Exclusive, EU could quit Russian gas within a year, U.S. energy chief says. Oil prices bounce on talk of Russian sanctions, weekly gains expected. UBS lowers natural gas price forecasts. Nestle investors call for chairman to step down, FT reports. Musk's XAI lays off hundreds of data annotators. Business Insider reports OpenAI to share 8% of its revenue with Microsoft. Partners. The Information reports Nepal sets March elections after naming interim prime minister. UAW workers reach tentative deal with G Aerospace at Ohio, Kentucky plants. US FDA chief says Super Bowl ad by Hims & Hers breached. Drug promotion rules. Bofe appoints co-presidents as CEO says he will serve through the decade. Blackstone-backed Legends valued at $3.2 billion in volatile debut. Amazon testing GM's electric delivery vans in sustainability push. Fitch lifts Portugal to A on fiscal strength, external deleveraging. China sets 2025 auto sales target below association forecast. Vows tighter regulation. Mexican officials to speak with China on tariffs next week. U.S. consumer sentiment slips again in September, University of Michigan survey says. Michigan consumer sentiment dips below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. ECB must be mindful of downside inflation risks, says Finland's Ren. Romania's economy to grow slower than expected. IMF says Sweden's budget deficit forecast to widen to 1.5% of GDP in 2025. Deutsche Bank expects ECB's next rate move only in 2026, and it's a hike. NASDAQ notches record high close, traders look to Fed meeting.